It's okay. Hey, we are back. And we're back with Prince DJ. Today on LJDN Radio, he is a Southern soul artist, R&B artist. What other type of music do you play?
I actually play all instruments, really.
Okay.
I play pretty much all of the instruments, except for, like, I don't play saxophone or something like that. I play pretty much drums, piano, bass, guitar, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I know I just kind of introduced you there, but this is, we're now talking to Prince DJ on the line. You may have seen part of his video taken by one of our followers, Kathy Harris. That's how I ran across you. I said, oh, who is he? He sounds really, really good. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. You got to speak up now. Remember, we're on speakerphone, so you might have to yell a little, but we'll make it.
Oh, my God.
can you hear him, Megan?
You're muffled. You just kind of sound a little far away, but if you're quiet, you can hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, a little bit about me. I'm a soul, R&B, Southern soul, whatever you want to label me. I've been doing this for 22 years now. I'm just not having my first.
Where'd he go?
He's still there.
That's pretty much. I'm a one-stop shop to a lot of people.
Okay. So, So what made you get into this whole music thing? How long you been doing music, and what made you get into it, and what inspired you, and all that sort of stuff? I'm going to play one of your songs that I thought was pretty hot. I played Marvin earlier around 11 o'clock, but there's another one that I want to play that I have sitting in my waiting to play. But tell us about how you got into music, how long you've been doing it, what inspired you, all that good stuff that we like to hear about artists.
I come from church, come from a church background, and that has just always been, embedded inside of me, doing music, from church. And in high school, doing talent shows, me and one of my partners formed a group. And the group, we went on for years, won talent shows, we ended up getting a record deal. But my sole passion was always to be a solo artist. The group thing just kind of introduced me to the stage, introduced me to performing, Actually, the church introduced me to performing. I used to lead songs for the choir. But what inspired me to keep going?
Yeah. So you got picked up from a talent show? You got, scouted out at a talent show?
No, it wasn't even scouted. I really got it out the mud, what I'm saying? Doing the talent shows and winning them. Just put us at a bigger platform, So now our fan base is being created,
Mm-hmm.
And then taking that to social media, being put into place, and now you're able to put your music online and shoot music videos, and So, but it all started doing music, coming out of school.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. It sounds good. I want to play one of your songs that you are featuring CeCe Wilcox. I'm very new to this whole Southern Soul thing, and I'm just really learning about the artists and stuff that come up. And from what I hear, CeCe Wilburn is another one of the hot Southern Soul artists, female. I have not encountered any of the female Southern Soul artists. I've just been playing the male Southern Soul artists. So I look forward to possibly meeting her one day and bringing her on an interview and all that good stuff. This song is called The Weeknd, and it's with Prince DJ and CeCe. Why am I calling her CeCe? Cicely. Did I say her name right? Prince, did I say her name right?
It's best, man.
Okay.
I call her Fifi, though. I call her Fifi for certain because, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's my friend. My name is Cecily Wilbur.
Cecily Wilbur, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and put that on and let the audience listen to it.
You know, sometimes you can be out, and when you take that one drink, you feel like you gotta just take one more. One just may not do, you know, so you gotta do one more. Hell, shots on me tonight. I'm almost lit, but I need one more.
Sorry. So that sounds really, really good. It's so versatile because I listen to your songs on your album on YouTube, and a lot of them are more R&B than the Southern Soul thing. But this one is definitely Southern Soul. I'm just really surprised at how well you're able to just go ahead and adapt into that Southern slang and just get right into it. You would never think that you would. An R&B singer.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. So, I'm just now crossing over to this to this Southern Soul side. So, I have very little Southern Soul music out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a whole lot of music that's out. That's why I have a project dropping May 20th. That's actually putting a lot of more Southern Soul side of me out. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? More that Southern Soul side of music. Like, I got a lot of R&B music. And I got my recent album is out, which is called High Class Pimpin'. It's more of a, not Southern soul, but more so R&B soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which was so gone crossover to a lot more Southern soul type of records. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm playing catch up now, trying to put out more of that type of music.
That was really good. What'd you think about that song, Megan?
I liked it. I was over here grooving. I could see myself playing that like on the beach or something like that.
Mm-hmm. For the weekend.
Yeah. Getting that weekend started, getting those vibes going.
Yeah, it's definitely a good song. Tell us something about you that most people don't know. When they see you perform and, you know, they don't really know the real you, they see the performer, the one that has to be out on stage. So tell us something about you. Are you like shy or, you know, really shy or introverted or anything like that? Tell us something that we don't know.
So to be honest, I'd be really nervous.
What? No. Not from the video I saw. No.
I'd be super nervous. And it's because, like, when I'm in front of so many people and so many different energies that I don't know, I really don't know how they're going to receive me. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm up there doing me and I'm being me, but I want to make sure I'm doing enough. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure, you know, I'm captivating your energy way. I don't want to be doing too much. So I be in my head a lot, but then at the same time, I be in a flow.
Okay.
But a lot of times, I be super, super nervous before I hit this stage.
And this is at every performance?
Every show.
Well, you know, I can kind of identify with that. I used to have to stand in front of people to pitch a sales presentation, a bunch of people that I didn't know, people that was there to find out more about the services that was offered to the company I was working for. It was actually Sears. I worked as a Sears model club. I was a model representative, and part of my job was to sell the people to put their kids into a modeling program that they had for ages 13 through 18. And what they would do, they would come at the store, fill out a form, and put it in a glass bowl, and I would go and collect the glass bowls and contact the people and have one big meeting for everyone. And of course, it had to deal with models, so there was always a lot of parents and stuff there, people there. So now we get nervous each and every time. But somehow we just kind of overcome once we go in there, because you know you got a job to do, right?
Right.
You know you have to get through somehow.
Yeah,
you got that job to do. So, I mean, I could relate with that, but you look very confident up on stage. And I guess once you look out at the people and see, I don't know, see the want to hear you, it kind of loosens you up, huh? Makes some of that jittery go away.
Yeah, for sure. When you hear the screams and you hear that's like, okay, let's go. And even if I get there two people, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Even though it'll be 1,500 people in the room, two people look at me and say, I'm ready. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's my feed.
Yeah, it gives you a confidence booster. So do you like all these dates? I saw where you posted, you got a lot of travel dates coming up. Do you like being at the life on the road as a rock star? I call it rock star lifestyle.
Actually, I do. You know, I do. I'm a trainer at heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm also an actor. So in the acting, I'm on the road with this company, with this crew called PJP. It's a murder mystery deal, and I'm the guy that has to entertain all the kids as they're coming in, as well as when we start the show, as well as when they're leaving. So I have to captivate all these different people's energy, and it really allowed me to see that all of us are, we're the same people. We laugh at the same thing. We pretty much like the same thing. We have to introduce us the right way. You know what I'm saying? So touching people and making people laugh and making people just, you know, enjoy their time all over the world, that's something that makes my heart move. You know what I'm saying? It's a joy to do that versus if I was doing stuff to make people upset or make people mad at me. No, this is stuff that makes people laugh or make people dance. You know what I'm saying? So I love to do it. I love to see it.
That's good. That's good. It's always good to have something else to lean on. So you're an actor? It was, which is, you get paid. Is that the mystery dinner thing that you say? Did you act in it?
Yeah, it's called a murder mystery.
The murder mystery. And people have dinner and they watch the show, this mystery thing unfold in front of them?
It's a dinner. It's a soul for dinner theater. And what happens is we have like 9 or 10 different things. Say, for instance, this particular thing is the reunion. And what happens in the family reunion, a big lump sum of money from one of the older family members. And she tells all the family members to come to the family reunion because I'm going to give all y'all a portion of the money. Mm-hmm. But when we all get to the family reunion, she tells everybody, I ain't giving y'all nothing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the family members killed her.
Oh.
To the people that's in the crowd to find out who killed Big Mama.
So it's the life of Game. I have no clue. It's bringing it to life. Y'all remember playing that as a kid?
You know, but you know, of course, there's a lot of good soul for music being played, a lot of great foods, and fun games that help you figure out the clue.
That sounds like a blast.
So many different people's energy, and that also helped me on stage to get out and, you know, mess with people in the crowd. But at the same time, I'm still nervous every show, every performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I've been to one of them, like a murder mystery. I think I went to one years ago. The things to do. So you're acting, you're singing. What else? I mean, what other hidden talent do you have? Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I'm trying to display it all.
Yes.
Display it all. I promise you. I got characters that you know, y'all can Google. Bipolar Chris. That's a full character that I have. I have another like Hispanic character named Rico.
Okay.
Man, I got a lot of stuff that a hidden talent. I don't call this a talent, but this is just something that I know how to do. That I don't think people know.
What's that?
And that I like to build things, like a shelf, like a like put it together.
Yeah.
Like carpentry.
Carpentry.
Yeah, I don't do it, but like, you know, my children get toys or something. I like to put it together, you know.
Legos.
Yeah, one of my daughters was like that. Whenever we ordered something that needed to be assembled or something, she always wanted to be the one to put it together. She always wanted to be the one to put it together. I don't mind putting it together, but I just don't like when something is missing. If there's a screw missing, a main screw or something like that, it would just throw me off. And I don't want to do the whole thing. Let's just tie it up and glue it together and stick it up there where it belongs. don't have much patience for that. But I do love carpentry. I did a lot of I've done a lot of refurbishing things and putting up tiles on like on the backdrops of kitchens and stuff like that. I love doing stuff like that. It relaxes me. It's very relaxing. It's kind of like painting. Just gives you such a relaxation state.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you need to have something that you can wind down on. So what do you do when you need to wind down from all the excitement, you know?
I get in my studio and record.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have your
own. I try to record every day if I can. You know, that's my to release energy and release vibes and, you know, change atmosphere.
You know, one thing about releasing that I find that that it's best to go ahead and do it when after it's tense, after you've had an intense time, excitement, the people, the women and stuff, and just all around. I'm pretty sure. How do you fight off the women? Because from what I've seen from the entertainers that I've seen here on the independent artists, man, you guys got women everywhere. It's like they're crawling through the
crawling
through
the cracks.
It is crazy. I promise you, it's crazy. There's a line that King George said in one of his songs. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but I'm sure you should be.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
So one of his lines, he said, "You would be surprised at the things that people would do just to get your attention." I never really understood that until I deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with it for a long time, but I never the word. Like, man, people are crazy. I'm just a real that statement, like, yeah, people,
women are crazy. I didn't know that they went through such extremes, and they just they're determined to have you by the end of the night. It's just like, you're coming home with me. I mean, they will kidnap you if you allow them to. It's crazy. I know it's hard to have a relationship with anyone with dealing with this. How do you deal with that, with your relationship factor? Or you just stay single because it keeps it less drama?
Well, I keep my personal life private. I don't even speak about it. I don't put it out, because, you know, when you start to try to put people into your private life, that's when you start to have more issues, you know what I'm saying? Because of how crazy, how desperate, how, you know, wild people can be, all type of things and start coming into your personal life. So I don't even discuss my personal private relations with nobody, with none of that. And if you know, you know.
Yeah,
no, you don't.
So how do
my own perspective.
How do you resist? How do you fight off the temptation? I know that's not easy sometimes.
But, you know, a lot of times, like after my show, I really just leave. I don't even stick around. Unless it's a show that I have to stick around. And then if it's a show that I have to stick around, I'm pretty much running the show. So I'm the last person in the field.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
So I don't even put myself in a position to allow nobody to get that close to me like that.
Yeah. You know? It's got to be, you know, pretty difficult. I mean, I go through things with men, and I'm nowhere near the capacity that you guys are. Matter of fact, I can't even hold a note.
Right.
I try anyway. I love karaoke, but, you know, I can't even hold a note. That I'm one of them ones that they don't ask to come back up again. They have some of the people that get up there and sing so good, and they like, you can come back anytime. And I get a little, you know, I get a little bothered with that, because they didn't say that to me. So, but just being in the entertainment business itself draws people to you, people of different types, you know, and different kinds, and, you know, and yeah, I feel for you guys sometimes, because sometimes that, you know, we as women can get pretty treacherous, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And it's just like, what? Is that what you're doing? I don't know whether it's the alcohol or whether it's the vibe that's in the atmosphere or something, but they just get really, really, really wild, you know, and they will grab at you and your private parts and, you know, all types of things. Yeah, trying to check you out. They don't.
They take that the man eater.
Although that's how free a lot of them want to be, you mm-hmm. have to be careful how you fight them off, because now you're fighting fans away. You're pushing them away, mm-hmm. and you're making them feel like the whole thrive is to make them feel like they have opportunity to a chance, even though they probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to these women or to these people, period, a lifetime situation. I ain't gonna never see this person again. Or I might not never get around them again. Or,
yeah,
you know. But I kind of more than being the person that you gonna pass right by.
Yeah. It. And so that's gotta be hard, because you don't want to shy away any of your fans. You know, you want everyone to feel that you want them to feel wanted, and you want them to enjoy themselves and stuff. But you also have to find a line. There's a line that you have to draw, because some people you can't be nice to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go ahead and give them that hug, and that hug may be a little aggressive, and you go ahead and allow that aggressiveness, but then it turns into, oh, if he'll let me do this, then, you know, maybe he'll let me do that, you know, and then you have to explain.
That's when security kicks in.
You got to call security on women, us sweet little thing?
Yeah.
Women can be vicious little bitches.
I'm not.
It's just called as it is.
I'm not supporting you anymore, but they will. They'll go back home and listen to that song. They'll be listening to that song and say, "I almost had them." So yeah, you definitely have to be careful when it comes to your fans, because they can make you or break you. They really can.
Right.
And they can lie about things too, you know, just because they're just being vindictive, you know, that you didn't want to be with them or didn't go home with them, you know, they could say anything. You have to be even careful the way you hug them, because those same vindictive people, if you gave them a hug, they're liable to say you touched them or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
We lost my husband, he lost his club. One time, a woman had said that she was raped in the bathroom, and this was a very nice hotel. And the thing about it is that the night that she said that she was raped, during that time, I went into the women bathroom, and there was no one in there. I didn't hear anything. You know, I went in there to tighten up my lipstick, and then, you know, not too long after that, you know, the woman came out and said that she was raped in the women's bathroom. Now, I didn't hear anything. I went in there, but I didn't hear anything. And I didn't see anybody. I didn't go look at all the bathrooms, but I didn't really go use the bathroom. I just went to freshen up some lipstick, and it really caused a big deal with the hotel that the club was promoting out of. So, and whether it was true or not, or whether it was consensual, or, you know, it could have very, very well been consensual, and, you know, and the woman came out and said that, you know. So you do have to be really, really careful in this industry. It's always somebody looking for a lawsuit.
I swear, I promise you.
Looking to make some money off of you. So it was really... It was really good talking to you. I'm just getting to know you. I hope to get to know you even more, and get you out in the Virginia Hampton Roads area. where there is a crowd working. I'm working on something right now to try to get you out here as soon as August, if I could get it.
Oh, wow.
Get everything. To get you out here as soon as August. I just have to get some things together, and I'll be talking with you, you know, in the process, in the meantime, to see what we could work out. But I am talking to someone. I am in negotiations with someone about getting you out here. So, I will have a hotel accommodations for those traveling out of town with the discounted rooms for those traveling out of town, because I know you're everywhere and you're mainly a lot in the South, so we'll have a lot of Southern people coming up here to Southern Virginia, because in Virginia we tend to think that we're not South, but we're South. We are South. I'm a Jersey girl, and for me, Virginia was South. That was it. Virginia was South. North Carolina.
I don't want nobody to come. I want to get all y'all people. I want to play with Virginia people.
You want to be at Virginia? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let me see what I can do. Let me see what I could do. Yeah, because we're moving into that section of LJD and radio where we will be booking and things of that sort. Even Megan will be booking. She wants to book. So hopefully she won't drive anyone away from her aggressiveness.
Oh, girl, pair.
Well, we didn't get that deal, Lena. Why, Megan? Well, you know, said something, but he was stupid, and I told him he was stupid. Oh my God!
Maybe. Well, you know, sometimes people just need to hear the damn truth. You know, I said that to someone yesterday. I was having a conversation. She was telling me about something, and I was like, "Are you 40 or are you 2?" And she was like, "Wait, what?" And I said, "Well, you acted like a 2-year-old. So, are you going to act like a 40-year-old? I would act and handle that situation, or are you going to act like a 2-year-old?"
Oh, Megan, but we're going to have to see about you in the sales part, because...
I did. I actually had that with a client yesterday.
Because in this industry, you run across some real assholes.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you got to be put in your place.
Yeah, but these assholes don't like being put in their place. That's just it. They're arrogant.
But you know what? They're going to be put into their place by someone bigger who actually controls the paycheck. You better be able to learn how to handle and how to know how to do it.
Uh-huh. Yes. They definitely in that rock star mentality. Whoa. It's heavy. Once they get it, it's heavy. It's good to come across someone that's humble, you know, that does as many shows as you do and as popular as you are and do it all, can find time to be humble to people, because that takes you a long way.
Well, you know, me being humble comes from being consistent in what I do and knowing who I am. So there's no need to act like I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not an average person, but I'm a human.
Mm-hmm. So were you born and raised in the South?
Yeah, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis! Memphis got a lot of talent. A lot of talent in Memphis.
Yeah, we're popping out a little bit, you know.
Yeah, a lot of talent in Memphis.
Some of the wrong areas are getting more attention, but we're popping up.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent in Memphis, and almost as much talent as it is in New Jersey. Let me shout out. So, everybody goes to California to be a star. They need to go other places for stardom. California is saturated and polluted. Atlanta is coming up. It's another state that's coming up, too. Ooh, I don't remember what it is, but I want Virginia to come up. I want Virginia to come up with...
we gotta put a situation together out there, find some Virginia artists, but we got some Virginia artists out here, but you gotta find people with a voice
not just want to rap.
I guarantee you, it's some Southern soul out there. They just don't know how to comfortably do it.
Well, they do. When I go to the club, they play maybe about 3 Southern Soul songs in a row. And it's the same ones. It's the ones that, if you're going to leave, go ahead and go. One thing that I want to find out. They play that one moment, don't stop, no show. Yeah, they go. It's that one, and it's let's go down, baby, to the hole in the wall. And another one is my side piece. Gotta get with my. Yes, those are the three. Those are the 3 songs that I mainly hear in Southern Soul. And the DJ will play all 3 of them in a row. But the thing about them is when they play them, the people get up. The people love their song.
I know.
Yes, if the dance floor is empty, that dance floor, people get up, you know, especially your more mature adult crowd, they love it.
Yeah,
they love it. Yeah, so there is definitely a need out here. So I'm trying to bring it to the stage out here. And a couple of promoters that I've had spoken to, club owners, they've told me the same thing. When I tell them what I'm trying to do, they say, I've been looking for somebody like that. I've been looking for
let's make it happen.
It's just that money thing. You gotta kind of work with that, you know, get the money situation together. It's like, we could definitely talk, but there is definitely a need, and I want to be the one to bring it out.
I say, put it together. Go to our radio station,
and
make it a big deal.
Yes.
Make it a big deal. Like, make these people understand that you don't have to be a mainstream company just to put on a mainstream production.
Yes, that's definitely what I want them to see, because you guys be.
But you got to understand what type of show I put on is a mainstream show, though. So that's what you're paying for.
You're paying for, your show, and a lot of the Southern Soul, are they give you your money's worth. They give you your money's worth, and you know what? The thing about it is, you guys can sing, not sing, but sing. You guys can reach those voices and those high tones, you know. Don't sit in them. One of the artists that I work with, Full Mac Throttle, he has said, don't sit the women in the front. I think it was him and Eddie Key said, don't put the women in the front because they're going to fall in love. If you got your woman, you better put her in the back. You better sit in the back with your woman, because if you sit up front, you just going to fall in love. It's like one of them, drop your panties and throw them on the stage. Yes, so I am very much looking forward to the Southern Soul shows that I have. I have a couple of them coming up. I just got to get negotiations in place, you know, before I could actually put it out on the station and let people know. I got to get these negotiations straight first. That's the first start.
Okay. Well, so, you know how to get in touch with me.
Yes, I'm definitely going to get in contact with you, because I'm trying to work on something for August for you. Before your dates get filled in August, I got to get you nailed down for a date, because I saw your calendar went all the way up to the end of July, was it? I think it's the end of July. I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to get him.